Hello, guys. I just want to praise God on this beautiful Sunday that it is for me where I'm at. It may be Monday, late night, early morning, wherever you're at in different parts of the world. I am on this community text that Trent Shelton sends us, and he gives us very much instruction and encouragement. And so I just want to share a couple words of advice from him of what he sent me yesterday and today. This is a quote from yesterday. It was given to me yesterday morning. Listen to me. Your best life is available to you, so don't settle for anything less. You have to participate in your own growth if you want to see any true change in your life. Please understand, nobody is coming to do it for you. This is you versus you thing. Win. And then there is the other one. Sometimes you have to let go of what familiar in order to grow. Don't be afraid to take a leap of faith and believe that wherever God is taking you is better than where you've been. There's a lesson or a blessing. You just have to trust his plan. If you trust God, say amen. That is from Trent Shelton. And he is so wise beyond belief. I have learned so many things in my hardest times and even in my good times from him and watching his Instagram and his podcast and whatnot on Facebook, his Facebook movie lives. I don't know if he still has them all on there, but you can learn so many things from him. And in relationships, everything works for a reason. What Trent Shelton said in those quotes are so true. And it can go for relationships, as far as boyfriend, girlfriend, marriage, and true friendships. So there's a couple things I need to get off my chest that has been kind of weighing in on me. And just some life lessons to be learned. Women, quit putting your projections on men and making them feel like what they do and spend for you ain't good enough. At the same time, men, quit making women feel as if they are not good enough in being around due to personal appearances or how they go about themselves. Some men, I find, tend to want to judge and poke at the other person's problems without accepting them for who they are and not realizing that they're trying to do the best they can do given with what they are given with. So it also can work for women too. Women have done that with men as well. As I always say, find the inner beauty of a woman, and if she don't try to change, then leave. And what I mean by that is sometimes you just got to shake the dust off your feet from a relationship before it goes any further. Sometimes you just got to distance yourself from that person and give that person time to change. A person can change only if they want to. They got to be the ones to acknowledge that change. Change begins with you. So help each other become supportive, whether you're in a friendship, boyfriend and girlfriend, a deep friendship, whichever works. You've got to acknowledge and become supportive and be realistic. In relationships, quit making one hold all the financial strain and burden. It's a codependence. Appreciate what does verbally speak when actions speak. Try walking a mile in their shoes they have on before putting on your projections on them. We all have problems and issues, but some of those issues that happened were out of the control. Sure, if you love to finally get but I don't have the money to fix that, for example. You were completely done. Who is a Cinderella waiting for the next man to treat like they deserve? Don't judge or hold it against them for that situation, rather than give things a chance and try. Sure, boundaries like no sex should be observed, but there's multiple ways of affection that can create the same feel that the woman or the man is desiring. Like a nice hug or kiss, touch, back rub, that is just as good as sex. Some people would just be happy with just that. Not every guy or girl is perfect, but personally, we all gotta try to be the best of ourselves. Shouldn't that be good enough to be considered dateable? Honestly, guys, what do you guys think? So, in some situations, as far as relationships go, there are financial roadblocks. We all face them, even in friendships. Some people get set back so hard that they cannot get out of the situation that they are in legally done. And sometimes you just got to accept that if you want to date them. Or if you truly love, just wait for them. Yes, we all get lonely from time to time, and it's hard. Anxiety, depression can step in. The feel of loneliness is not the best feeling in the world. But if you have a good support system and choose one who would provide that touch, it can mean a world of difference to that person. Just being touched, loved, and hugged, and just the feeling of someone caring. It's good to set boundaries, but it's also good for another to be intimate in other ways besides sex. Like, we're at different stages in life, but as long as you work hard and be as one team, then it can be great. Personally, I had always had it hard, but I'm working on projects and base job at Amazon to make it better for my daughter. This is me personally, plus the future to be for the guy I'm with. Here's the deal. It's hard when no one else puts anything on the table financially and emotionally and spiritually. There's actually one guy or two you may run across and think, man, they are everything that I could ever want or need. But in all truth, guys, girls, God is really all who you need. He is the only one that can truly love you the way you think and do and want. It's just a matter of time and energy and for that person to notice. But for that to happen, you just gotta trust God and pray for that to happen. Thing is, if you are in that relationship where a guy or a girl is not supporting you, don't be wasting time thinking it will be better with that person. Because if they don't put in the effort to change or action showing, patterns and behaviors tell a lot by observation, more than likely they will not do as you think they will do in changing. They are set more than likely in their ways. And there will be nothing but stagnant progress. Each stagnant decision, you will never go anywhere with it. And you will not be happy in doing so. So, I'm personally getting tired and weary just sometimes being hurt by people. And seeing my friends hurt. I see so many relationships fail. Now, mine's not perfect one bit. Of course, I had my personal issues. And sometimes we have to just follow God, even if it means losing something in the process of it. And I couldn't have gotten to a better situation if I didn't. Nothing wrong with the person that I was with. But we fell in love too quick, too fast. We knew each other for a long time before we even fell in love with each other and got married and had my daughter. But a lot of lessons were learned during that whole 10 years of marriage, which we need to try to get that taken care of. But financially, I have not been able to. But we could still be friends, and we're still trying to be friends with another. So, I've had to take a step back and really find myself in what I'm doing. So, I say, with every relationship, each one should put in 100% into relationships. And this goes for all levels. Whether it's your friend, whether it's your boyfriend, or girlfriend, wife, husband, be realistic and understand their shoes and realize love is the most purest form of action on the planet if done right. And just be that pure form of love. Everyone is craving real love. And the only time that you can get real love is by understanding what that is. And the only way you can understand what that is by learning what God has you do and say, and just seeing his purest form of love, like on the cross, dying for your sins. That is real love. And you will never find the most purest form of love like that, hardly. And when you do, someone is that sacrificial, almost to the point of dying on a cross and hanging themselves on a cross for you, carrying your burden, loving you just the way you are, doing what every man or woman should do. Hang on to that person. Yes, there will be fights. Yes, there will be skirmishes, but you gotta know what you're fighting for and battling. Let go of the petty stuff and just be real with another and support each other's dreams, even if it sounds so wild and so crazy that you think, man, this is not going to happen. This is going to be a disaster. Don't think like that. God leads people to some of the craziest things that you ever heard of. For example, Noah built an ark. It didn't rain for a long time, and everyone thought he was crazy. But who was saved? Noah and the animals that he put on that ark, because he had faith that what God told him was right. So have the same faith like that in your relationship, no matter how crazy it seems. Whatever God calls you, do it, even if it doesn't seem like the most easiest task. Nothing in this life is ever easy, but at least with God, you have somebody there to fall back on who can give you all the love that you need. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to have someone physical, to feel physically touched and loved and have the intimate time with, but in all honesty, those feelings fade, come and go. But with God, he's always there giving you unconditional love all the time, 24/7. And there's nothing better than that. So I hope you guys are encouraged by this podcast about relationships.
next is always tomorrow. I miss your touch on nights when I'm